Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump back in criminal court today as his hush money trial resumes in New York City. This morning, he went to a construction site in Midtown Manhattan and shook hands with the construction workers there. At the U.S. Supreme Court, Trump's lawyers will argue that he should have absolute immunity over anything he did while in office. While in Arizona,
Donald Trump is unindicted co-conspirator one in a case out of Arizona that said he and others schemed to prevent the lawful transfer of the presidency to keep Trump in office after the 2020 election against the will of Arizona's voters. The indictment names 11 Republican electors and references when they met at party headquarters to certify the election for Trump, even though Joe Biden won the state. The Arizona indictment also charges seven others, including Rudy Giuliani, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, and Trump's senior advisor Boris Epstein.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. More protests on college campuses this week. This is ABC News. A heartbreaking message from one of the American hostages being held by Hamas. Here's ABC's Rhiannon Halley.
The world is now seeing Hirsch Goldberg Pollan alive, more than 200 days after the American-Israeli citizen was taken hostage during the October 7th attack. The 24-year-old says, "Mom, Dad, Libby, Orly, I love you very much. I miss you very much. I think of you every day that I'm here. I need you to stay strong for me and not stop fighting."
It's unclear when that message was actually recorded. Birth rates once more on the decline. The latest CDC data released this morning reports nearly 3.6 million babies were born in the U.S. last year. That is down 2% from the year before, and it continues a decline in births across the country over the past decade. The city of Venice will begin a new pilot program today, charging day trippers a 5 euro entrance fee. Officials are hoping this will deter tourists from overwhelming the city's residents during peak hours. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
The Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us for this memorable trip, July 11th, to take a one-day adventure to AmFam Field to watch the Brewers take on the Pirates in field-level seats hosted by Big G. Cost is $110 per person, which includes a comfortable ride on the Krug Tour Bus, parking, and your ticket to the game. Seating is limited, so call before June 1st to reserve your spot, as these will go fast. Call 715-762-3221 or email us WCQM@CivicMedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin schools are turning to restraints and seclusion for discipline less often. The Department of Public Instruction says cases were down about 8% last school year. Tim Pirenboom is a DPI psychologist.
It's only supposed to be used as a last resort when the student's behavior presents a clear, present, imminent risk to physical safety.
The report says most schools reported zero cases last school year. High school athletes in Wisconsin will not get name, image, and likeness opportunities this year. A proposed amendment to the WIAA Constitution failed at a meeting of the governing body Wednesday. Executive Director Stephanie Hauser predicts the discussion is just starting. 31 states allow NIL deals for high schoolers, including Minnesota and Illinois. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Stop on by John's 3 Mile Corner Bar in Phillips on Sunday, April 28th at 2 p.m. for a meat raffle for the Flambeau Clowns. All proceeds to benefit Zora Shriner's Flambeau Clowns unit. Once again, this is John's 3 Mile Corner Bar on Sunday, April 28th at 2 p.m. N7297 State Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin. A meat raffle for your Flambeau Clowns.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
There are no funeral notices for today. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Hey folks, it's Big G here at John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kenan, Wisconsin. I just devoured the Saturday night special. Fire roasted prime rib. Picture this, perfectly cooked medium rare prime rib, loaded horseradish potatoes, and a salad bar that's out of this world. Trust me, you've got to try the soups, the crisp greens, and the French dressing. And hey, who can resist those sugar cookies for dessert? Swing by one of my favorite eating spots, John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kenan, Wisconsin, for a meal you won't soon forget.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny and a little warmer today. We'll get to 63 for a high this afternoon. The wind south at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear this evening, cloudy after midnight, our low 38. Tomorrow, windy, cloudy with scattered showers and a high tomorrow near 57. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
NFL Draft tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The draft is in Detroit, runs tonight through all day Saturday. Next year, the draft will be held here in Green Bay. The Packers with the 25th pick. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst what makes his scouting department unique.
We've had a long-term process here for a long time that has not only had success here, but it's had success other places. You know, whether it goes back to Ron and Ted and, you know, putting that effort in.
The Chicago Bears unveiling a plan to build a new indoor stadium on the lakefront, not in the suburbs in Arlington. The catch is they want Illinois taxpayers to split the cost, estimated to be $4.6 billion. Baseball, the Brewers back inside AmFam Field tomorrow night against the Yankees. Last night in Pittsburgh, they held on to beat the Pirates 3-2. Bryce Wilson lasted until early in the fifth inning. How'd he look?
Bryce wasn't sharp. He'll be the first to tell you. Yeah, he hung in there and battled. The last inning he gave us, the fifth, was really, really important.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With local sports today, it'll be Prentice-Shawamigan baseball. Armstrong Field will be the site of that this afternoon. 4:45, Steve Jetland, the call of that game. Brewer baseball, an early one today. 11 o'clock pregame, 11:35 first pitch. Brewer baseball coming up today right here, 98Q.
Good morning.
What do you listen?
Really great music.
Every song I like.
Love it.
Listening. 98Q Country.
So, and then
and he was a kid that had to have the last word on everything. Anybody have one of those kids? Oh, it doesn't make you crazy? Just the last word on everything. You know, do your homework. Doing it. Get a pencil. Got one. Be quiet. I am. Not another word. Kay. I live in California in kind of a mountain area, and now and then a little critter doesn't make it all the way across the road, right? And so we were driving, and there was this little dead baby possum in the road. And I go, oh my gosh, look at that baby possum. He goes, why'd you show me, Mom? I'm like, because when his mama said run, he had to have the last word.
You too. Don't tell my boyfriend.
98Q Country.
We'll be right back.
98QCountry.com.
For the rest of your life, greener grass in the yard next door, over shined up Chevy, little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. Think about happiness I found is that don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I found is that don't live in bigger houses.
got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. If you buy that,
always been a good real estate agent, hasn't he? It's George Strait. He's got some oceanfront property. Country classic for you. How you doing? Thursday morning. Hope you are well. If not, hang in there. It'll turn. Early this week, I talked about it yesterday on Reality Radio a little bit. I did some outdoor work on Sunday and twisted and turned a way that my body was not happy about. And so I feel like I'm on the upswing a little bit today. But you know how you just kind of strain something? You know what you got to do? You just got to sit your tuchus down and maybe ice something. And it's hard to do that. But we're doing better today. I hope you are. Today definitely, it looks like, is going to be the best day of the rest of the week. Some clouds, rain, over a 90% chance of rain tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday. Today should be pretty good, about 64. Quite a bit of sunshine, and I think you'll like it. The weekend, not so much. 27 minutes after 7 o'clock, Brewers coming up today at 11:35 first pitch. So sneak a set of headphones and listen to the radio today if you can. Brewer Baseball, help you get you through your work day. And we've got local action tonight, Armstrong Field. We've got Shawamigan Prentice Baseball. And we'll have that for you at 4:45 this afternoon. Tomorrow it's Bucks and Brewers. Bucks have an early game tomorrow. 4 o'clock pregame, 4:30 the tap tomorrow. Sierra Pacific is hiring crew members for various shifts, offering flexible schedules and great benefits. You can choose between 4-day 10-hour shifts with a possibility of Friday overtime, or the weekend shift with 3 12-hour shifts. Competitive pay, $1,500 hiring bonus your first year. Sierra Pacific is, you can start, work with them to start helping to see the world, see clearly. Apply online or in person at Medford Merrill. The online is spi-ind.com. That's spi-ind.com/careers. Sierra Pacific, equal opportunity employer, welcoming applicants with disabilities and veterans. All right, lots of news yesterday. The WIAA athletic directors got together from all around the state, and they voted to not have NIL, name, image, likeness, be available for high school students in the state of Wisconsin. Now, I was shocked when I saw this number, that over 30 states already have an NIL in place for high school students, including the neighboring state of Minnesota. Now, you got to read the fine print. Got to read the fine print on some of that stuff, because it's not just a free-for-all. There are limitations to it, some more than other, depending on what state you're in. But basically, this would have given high school students, the right to be paid sponsorship-wise by whatever. Again, there's rules and limitations in there. They wouldn't have been able to use the high school they're going to, their logo, in their NIL, from what I understand. But it was voted down as fairly close. But this is kind of a first step toward the inevitable when you have over 30 states already having this in place. And you're going to get to the point where you're going to have kids that may leave your state to go to another state if they have an opportunity. This is kind of a larger market thing. I think it's bigger cities. You can't foresee in small town kids getting paid, but they make it something. And I guess on the positive, I'm old school, and the first time I saw this, I was just like, "You got to be kidding me!" That's what a lot of people say. But when you step back from it and think a little bit about how sports has changed, and the fact that kids and teams travel a lot in the off season, like it or not, basketball teams, the season ends. When other seasons are going on, they're going to Saturday tournaments, they're going to skill camps. It's a year-round thing. It's not taken over, It's not supposed to be their only sport, but each kid has their kids that are athletes usually have their sport they excel at or like, and they will work on that all year long, and there's expenses that go along with that. So just let me ask you this, keep your mind open. Is it wrong for a high school junior who wants to go to an AAU camp or a league and it involves traveling, is it wrong for them to receive money from people, from businesses, maybe relatives to, you know, help them with that? You know, in the past, that's been kind of the fine line, you know, the maybe clubs would raise money, or there's a lot of rules, believe me. I read them at one point and scratched my head. But I mean, the kids that travel a lot with these, the volleyballs, the basketballs, whatever, there's a lot of expenses. So this does open up the opportunity for people to support that in that community. And whether the money goes directly to the high school player or, you know, for their expenses, you know, here's what I'm saying. Over 30 states have it, and every state's going to have it eventually. It's just going to be a part of the landscape. And when college decided to, when the ruling was made that college students can be paid through NIL, you knew immediately that if it wasn't already in place, that the high school ones just were going to fall in line. So that was the big vote yesterday with the athletic directors and the WIAA. That will be up for vote, I would guess, again in another year, I would guess. What else? Have you, I was taking a look this morning at the cicadas. The cicadas, the, you know, those little harmless insects that come out of the ground like every, I don't know, it depends on which ones you're talking about. But they kind of embed themselves, and then all of a sudden, here they are, a lot of them. Wisconsin, the southern part of Wisconsin, is being affected a little bit by cicadas, but I'm looking at the map right here, and here in northern Wisconsin, we're basically unaffected by it. The map starts in southern Wisconsin and goes all the way south down into Texas, and east to west, it goes from, you know, almost all the way to the east coast and west to about... what town is that? Oklahoma, west to Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, I guess. So you kind of draw a line from Nebraska, kind of east and southeast all the way to the ocean. And that's the east, west, north, south from Wisconsin all the way down to Texas. So probably about half of the country affected by the cicadas. In some areas, they're very, I saw some videos. I mean, there are a lot of them. I mean, it's very thick. And there's parts of southern Wisconsin that have... significant coverage with this. And again, they're not necessarily destructive or they don't bite you, but they're there. They're just a lot of them. And I've heard about them. I've never been a part of it. I've never driven even through it. Wisconsin, one of 17 states to be affected by it, and a total of 12 Wisconsin counties are or will be affected, about 16% of Wisconsin. The 12 counties that are affected in Wisconsin by these insects include Crawford, Dane, Grant, Greene, Iowa, Jefferson, Milwaukee, Richland, Rock, Sauk, Walworth, and Waukesha counties. The complete data of and all the tables in that are expected to affect about more than 1,000 U.S. counties and 29 different states when it's all said and done. So you can eat them too. I mean, you can, if you want to catch them, apparently you can eat them. So they're harmless insects, but there's just a lot of them. Can you imagine walking outside? Maybe I people have told me stories. I mean, I grew up down in the Eau Claire area and lived there all my high school years and stuff. Never once experienced it. Maybe you have, but I haven't. I mean, I walk outside and I see a swarm of gnats, and I'm like, oh, get out of here. Can imagine the cicadas. And every time I hear about the cicadas, I always want to go on YouTube and listen to a John Cicada song, because it's, that's all I want to say. Let's get to the news and sports. Twice an hour, news and sports updates here on The Morning Show.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump back in criminal court today as his hush money trial resumes in New York City. This morning, he went to a construction site in Midtown Manhattan and shook hands with the construction workers there. At the U.S. Supreme Court, Trump's lawyers will argue that he should have absolute immunity over anything he did while in office. While in Arizona,
Donald Trump is unindicted co-conspirator one in a case out of Arizona that said he and others schemed to prevent the lawful transfer of the presidency to keep Trump in office after the 2020 election against the will of Arizona's voters. The indictment names 11 Republican electors and references when they met at party headquarters to certify the election for Trump, even though Joe Biden won the state. The Arizona indictment also charges seven others, including Rudy Giuliani, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, and Trump's senior advisor Boris Epstein.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. More protests on college campuses this week. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Officials from the village of Alloway are urging state officials to close the Green Bay State Prison. They came to Madison yesterday to make their case. State Representative David Steffen points out the Green Bay Prison is 126 years old and overcrowded. Local officials say the prison is a danger to the safety of the surrounding community. Cash loans on smartphone apps can land a person even deeper in debt. Lucia Constantine of the Center for Responsible Lending says there are better options.
I would recommend reaching out to their credit union or banking institution to see if they can get some sort of small dollar loan.
A bipartisan bill to curb predatory lending in Wisconsin stalled in the last session of the state legislature. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Attention Park Falls Water Utility customers. The Park Falls Water Utility will be flushing water mains starting Monday, April 22nd through Friday, May 3rd. Please be advised that you will experience discolored water, low water pressure, or you may even temporarily be without water. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause anyone. Thank you for your cooperation. Again, this will be occurring Monday, April 22nd through Friday, May 3rd.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Brewers win a sloppy game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. There were errors and bad plays from both the crew and the Pirates, but the Brewers held on for a 3-2 win at PNC Park. In the ninth inning, Joey Weimer missed catching a pop fly to shallow left after a mix-up with shortstop Willie Adames. Manager Pat Murphy, not happy.
If the left fielder gets involved and opens his mouth, it's his ball. 100%. I don't know exactly what happened, but I know that Weimer was right there to catch it, so if you're right there to catch it, you catch it. Willie did everything right there, and Weimer let it drop, so it's his error.
NBA, the Bucks and Indy getting ready for game three against the Pacers. That playoff series tied up one game apiece. The tip-off time, 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. NFL draft tonight. The Packers with a 25th pick overall in the first round. Many experts think Green Bay will take defensive back Cooper DeJean from Iowa. Is he a safety or a corner?
I think he can do both. I think he's very versatile that way. His ability to take the ball away is very impressive.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Now we got local sports coming up tonight. Prentice and Shawamigan will be playing baseball tonight, and that'll be at Armstrong Field. We'll have it for you right here, 4:45 on 98Q and on the Civic Media app. Meanwhile, the Phillips softball team will have the second half of their doubleheader, I guess you can call it, with Athens baseball and softball, as they will be on the road for that contest coming up today. And on the Lakeland schedule, always a busy sports day. The Lakeland golf team will be at Black River Golf Course in Medford for a golf meet today. The track team of Lakeland will be at Northland Pines today for an invite. The softball team will host Medford, and the girls soccer team of Lakeland also will travel to Medford today.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
I would like to introduce to you all,
hey, it's Nate Smith. You set my world on fire. Yes, I'm
gonna... Hi, this is Dylan Scott. That's the kind you need to find.
You just can't have mine. 98
Q Country.
Jelly Roll there at 98Q Country. Each Thursday around this time, we chat a little bit about what's going on at the we talk a lot about what's going on at the Shawamigan Schools. Kyle Cronin, District Administrator. Morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Joel.
Well, we don't know whether to put a t-shirt on or put our winter coat on. It's at that time of the year, spring here.
I had the opportunity on Monday evening to attend a softball game.
It was cool.
It was a little chilly by the end. The wind, the rain, it was interesting, though. The wind was blowing so hard in that, you know, the ball would get up in the air, and it would almost like stop it and drop it, maybe even push it back. Yeah. And then suddenly the wind just died. And there were home runs being hit.
Yeah, it was the night they had three home runs, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was an interesting evening that way.
Yeah, so they've had a nice season so far, the baseball, our softball team.
They are doing hot. They are, I think, they're either 8-1 or 9-1.
They're scoring runs. They're hitting the ball. Wow.
Yep.
Yeah. So. All right, what do we have going on? What else besides softball? Oh,
goodness graciousness. We've got a lot going on. Tomorrow evening, the Woods and Waters concert, Derek Nelson in the auditorium. Tomorrow evening. And then we have a health care career event at Northwoods Technical College for some of our high school students. Midterm ends tomorrow for all of our students, so we're halfway through the fourth quarter. So the home stretch coming in. We've got the Pre-State Solo Ensemble recital in the cafeteria, and it's going to be for the band students on April 28th from 2 to 4. May 1, we've got our senior class trip headed out. May 1, we also have a choir solo ensemble recital at the Congressional Church in Park Falls at 7 p.m. State solo ensemble next weekend, May 4, at UW-Stevens Point. And we wish all of our solo and ensemble students good luck.
A lot of late-night practicing going on.
Late-night practicing.
The parents up, yeah.
Yep. And that event goes from 8 until 4 again at UW-Stevens Point. Right. We've got a community blood drive coming up on May 7th at the high school from 12 to 4 p.m. in the library. So we encourage folks to get out and donate blood. AP testing starts, so our advanced placement students, their testing starts for the English students, the history, and the calculus students. So we've got a lot going on there. Our high school, middle school spring concert on May 15th, 7 p.m. in the auditorium for our music students. Pops band concert on May 19th at 2 p.m. in the gymnasium. May 22nd, senior awards night at 6:30 p.m. in the auditorium. And graduation, Joel, we're already there. Graduation on May 25th. Our North campus, we've got few things still happening. Today is 4-year-old kindergarten introduction event, that class of 2038 at the North Campus. On May 2nd, the Fine Arts Festival in Glidden starting at 5 p.m. and then a band and choir concert at 7. May 3rd, the Glidden Elementary School Spring Concert at 2:30 p.m. A dance party to follow for those kids. May 23rd, the 8th grade class trip is headed out, in May 28th, 8th grade graduation. So quite a bit happening. Park Falls Elementary School, 4-year-old kindergarten tomorrow, that registration event. April 26th as well, we have our DARE graduation, so tomorrow in the auditorium. Summer school planning has started, and I believe information has started to go out. I know I saw some for the high school go out, but that elementary summer school, June 3rd through the 21st. May 10th, the Park Falls Elementary School music concert at 1 p.m. for the 4-year-old kindergarten through the second grade, and 2:15 for grades 3, 4, and 5. And May 24th, we've got some field trips headed out. So for that elementary school, we've got baseball versus Prentice tonight at home.
Have that on the radio, yep.
Yep, track and field heading over to Northland Pines. We've got softball on the 26th versus Newman at home. And my understanding is they're going to also have to finish up about an inning or so of a game against Prentice.
Okay.
So they got to finish off a Prentice game as well on tomorrow night.
Yeah, they tried to get two games in on Monday, but they ran a little late on it.
And then we've got on April 29th, track and field at Abbotsford, and softball versus Ironwood. April 30th, softball and baseball versus Athens. So quite a bit happening, Joel. We've got a few positions open for next year. Bilingual, bicultural, English language teacher, middle school teaching positions. We also have, we are in need currently, right now, of early learning center assistant teachers. So anybody who's interested in working with children in a child care setting, we are looking for that. Open enrollment goes through April 30th, so that's it for Schwamigan Schools.
You mentioned the bilingual, bicultural. That's a position and positions that, boy, if someone wants to advance themselves, look into schooling and that's a position and something that is needed at many schools.
Yeah, absolutely. Many schools around the state of Wisconsin, around the country, and trying to help all of our students read and write and learn English. So
might be a good career path for someone, yes. Yeah.
Thank you, Joel.
Good to see you. Kyle Cronin, District Administrator for Schwamigan Schools. He joins us each Thursday morning right around this time, 7:45, to get us updated. You can always check out the school website, CSDK12. That's Schwamigan School District, K-12, CSDK12.net.
Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville is an authorized dealer for brands like Bobcat, Mahindra, Bush Hog, Alice Chalmers, and many more. Consumers pick them first because they know you want quality equipment, parts, and service work to keep your equipment running smooth. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom. Also ask about their weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement, just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
I spray and scrub, but the soap scum in my bathtub is still there.
I spray and scrub, but the burnt sauce on my stovetop sticks around.
Sprays can leave grime behind. The new Mr. Clean Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser combines the scrubbing power of an eraser with the cleaning power of Dawn to melt away tough messes on contact.
Just wet, squeeze, and erase.
Stop spraying, start erasing, and clean with more magic than ever with new Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser. Mr. Clean.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its head-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Want adventure but don't have the right stuff? Your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua has you covered. They're the premier area retailer for renting snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. And with apparel brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telec, and Old Town, they'll get you covered from head to toe. So get up and get going to your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer, located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free, with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-306-8158 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-306-8158. That's 800-306-8158. What do you have to lose? Call 800-306-8158. Again, 800-306-8158.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny and a little warmer today. We'll get to 63 for a high this afternoon. The wind south at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear this evening, cloudy after midnight, our low 38. Tomorrow, windy, cloudy with scattered showers and a high tomorrow near 57. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Because it's funny.
I really like that because it exposes me to new music.
It's because it makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
Dark blue.